Again, I say we do welcome the children and parents to this church and to this service today. I suppose I don't apologise, but obviously because they're in such close proximity to us, they can hear me, they can hear us, and we will be able to hear them. That's just the logistics at this time. Pray that the extension and the annex soon is built, that we get the money in, because we want to, I'm just absolutely persuaded that God is going to bring in more families, more children, to hear the gospel, to be saved. My heart, my passion is that we raise our children biblically, that we have biblical families. We have families who don't have the humanistic mindset, but the biblical mindset. This is my passion, friends. We may not have children, or our children may have grown up, but each of us was a child. I assume so. Over the coming weeks, not necessarily in 2 weeks' time, but God has given me, I believe, such a heart, such a burden, such a passion that we shine as stars in this, as Philippians chapter 2 says, that we shine as stars in what is a crooked and perverse generation, that our children are raised in Christian homes, that they too shine as stars, that we're different because we have the new life of Christ in us. We have His Spirit. We do not operate it with a humanistic mindset. What is a humanistic mindset? One that wants my own happiness. That is a humanistic. I'm just thinking of me. But a godly worldview, a godly mindset says, hey, I'm worshipping a great big God. He is the Creator God. He loves me. I'm answerable to Him. And I want myself, my family, my grandchildren, my nephews, my nieces, my uncles, my aunts to glorify God by the way they're living, different to the neighbours who are still in darkness. And so over what I believe, God wants me to bring some teaching for myself and for each one of us. We will be looking at family curses. Do you know what the Bible puts it in Jeremiah 31? It says, the fathers ate grapes and the children's teeth are set on edge. Habitual sins. They can be handed down from one generation to another. And how this affects generations to come. Dishonest gain, immorality, children being born out of wedlock, incest, drugs, depression. And I believe that if we're going to be alive for God and His purposes, if Crawley New Life Church is going to be all that God wants for it, so that we impact our neighbourhood, our families, the town, and further afield, we have to see breaking of curses and bondages. That is God's heart. That is God's will. If we are born again of the Holy Spirit, if God's love, God's Spirit, God's grace has flooded us, I am no longer my own. I have been bought with a price, the precious blood of Christ. It is no longer I who live. Christ lives in me. So we do not operate in the principles of the world. We operate by God, and hey, that's what He wants for us. So we may even be this morning be thinking, well, I've blown it, I've failed, I've really not been all that I should be. I can see how the past has affected me, and yet I've not broken free. I've been like the Yorkshire man who says, I'm a Yorkshire man, I'm blunt, I'm sharp, that's how it's going to be. But as a believer, it's not how it's going to be. New life in Christ. And because God is a compassionate God, He understands us. He understands our weaknesses. He understands our sorrow. He understands the heartache, the grief. He understands the abuse. And He says, you're my child. Come to me. You see, God is for us. Who can be against us? We heard last night about, you know, the demonic powers are very real. In the last 50, 60 years, they have become more manifest. They may not necessarily be seen as such, but they're inhabiting many people. But God wants his people free. Hallelujah. And I believe deliverance is come, and we may not be necessarily fully aware of how we've been held in bondage by the past, held in bondage to the lies of Satan, but God wants us free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What God wants for us is the best. Let me say to you this morning, as I say to myself, please don't accept second best. Accept God's best. God's best is often a pathway of suffering. God's best is soft because we are children of the heavenly King. This isn't our home. We come against opposition. We come into tribulation and trials. But God's best is that we overcome. The promise for God's people, God's best is that though you go through the waters, they will not drown you. They will not overcome you. God's best is that though you may be burned in the fire, you will come out without a mark on you. Because he is with you, molding you, changing you into his likeness. Friends, please don't give in to second best. Ask for God's best for yourself, for your family, for this fellowship, so that we truly impact others for the glory of God. So I believe God is going to do something magnificent and wonderful. If God works, it may be scary at times, but it is glorious, because the end result is if we submit to him and yield to him, we will be free. We will be more in love with him for who he is and what he's done than we've ever been before. Because we know he's our great shepherd. So in God's name and God's grace, the all-powerful name, Jesus, the name high over all. Jesus who sets the sinner free, the captive free. We will also be speaking about the blessings of family life. The blessings of being the children of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise be to his name. We'll be speaking about the blessings of fidelity in marriage. The blessings of being each one of us obedient to God's word. Hallelujah. God wants to bless his people, to favor them, to prosper them, to lead them into the green pastures. Hallelujah. And you know, friends, most, I'm just thinking about dear Alan and Peace and those who've recently given birth and those who perhaps have got children who are growing up or maybe grandchildren, but those of us who have, by the grace of God, brought children in the world. You know, I had to buy a computer because the other one packed up miserably, and it comes with a manual, an instruction book. For me, it may as well have been written in French or Dutch, but I knew a man who could. You know, we have a manual. You buy a microwave, there's a manual. You buy flat pack furniture, there's instructions. Is there a manual for family life, for bringing up children? The Bible, the Word of God, is the best manual of all. Hallelujah. God has given it to us. Praise be to his name. And we look in the Word of God for his instructions. We look in the Word of God for him to shine his Word into our hearts. What an awesome opportunity we have as parents, as grandparents, as uncles, aunts. And I say again, please, as believers in Christ, we must keep a biblical worldview instead of a humanistic worldview. We must, in order to maintain a godly culture in our homes, and perhaps even in our workplaces, A godly culture which impacts our community, we must have the mind that is controlled by Christ and His Spirit. What is pleasing to you, Lord? What are you saying to me about correcting my children? Do I just be like, perhaps you were brought up, perhaps you didn't have the favour, the privilege of loving parents, parents who disciplined you in love. Perhaps it was unhappy, and I don't want to drag up anything except lead you to the Father's love. But I say to you, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, that He wants to lead you and help you and help me. That we don't do as perhaps happened to us or what the neighbours do, just give in to our children and let them rule us. The Word of God says to the children, honour your parents. In fact, this is the commandment with promise. Honour your parents, you will live long on this earth. It will go well with you. And do you know that's not just for 7-year-olds or 8-year-olds or 15-year-olds to honour their parents. You honour your parents when they're aged. It goes against the world. We honour our parents. Even when they're old. We honour them. We do not despise them. We show them the love, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. We humble ourselves before them. But we do not take our colour from Hello, OK, or whatever other magazine you may read. We take our instruction, our manual from the Word. So if the Word of God says to you as parents, don't withhold the rod, you don't withhold the rod. And I'm not talking about wild beatings or anything like that. I'm talking about godly, loving discipline. If the Word says one thing and God's Word says another, you follow God's Word. Hallelujah. You correct, you discipline your children, and I believe as you bring them up in the love and the nurture, the admonition of the Lord, when they're old, they will not go from it. And friends, I say again, some of you have got children, teenagers, and they're adults now who've walked away from the Lord. They're causing you grief, they're causing you pain, they're causing you heartache. Pray, pray, pray. God will bring them back. Hold on to it, friends. Hold on to it. Keep praying. Believe that God will bring the prodigal home. And if you, in your little mind, making demands that the children must do this, and if you're going to accept them, they've got to do this, they've got to come in on your terms, you do not understand the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. You do not understand it. He loves to the uttermost. While I was a sinner, He still loved me. He loved me, He knew all about me, He knew my failings and what I was going to do. It was an unconditional agape love. Friends, if you're waiting for your son, child, whether they're 10 years old, 30 years old or 60 years old, to come back, receive them as the Father did, with open arms, and let God do His work. Don't do it for Him. Psalm 127, Psalm 127, we'll read the whole psalm, verse 1. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labour in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchmen stay awake in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so He gives His beloved sleep. Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. Happy is the man who has the quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but shall speak with their enemies in the gate. Never forget, children are a heritage, they're a gift from the Lord. Let me say, friends, please hear the mind of Christ. If you were born out of wedlock, if you were told by a parent, I didn't want you, I pray the grace and the mercy and the covering of the Lord Jesus Christ for you even now. Father wants you. Father loves you. Hallelujah. He has adopted you into his family so that you can now say, Abba, Father. And God is a healer. He heals you from the past. He heals you from the rejection. He heals you from the abuse. Grace is sufficient from the Lord. He's sympathetic. And I pray also we will be sympathetic too. Psalm 139, I've been meditating on this psalm quite a lot recently. I'm just going to read a few verses. Verse 13, Psalm 139, verse 13. Listen to this. This is about you, is about the little baby that we've dedicated, or that the parents dedicated to the Lord this morning. It's about you. For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you. For I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret, and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed, and in your book they all were written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God. Friends, just speak it out. How precious. Verse 17, please. But let me just repeat it. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God. How great is the sum of this. If you can say that, just speak it out. Speak it out to the Lord. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God. How great is the sum of them. And it says, if I should count them, there would be more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with you. This is your God. This is your God. This is your children's God. No, his mercies, his blessings are more than the number of the sand. You know something that I've learnt this the other day. I should have known it, but scientists tell us. You know, God says that he put the stars in the skies, okay? And he named each one. Hallelujah. Did you know there's more stars up there than there is sand on the sea, on the thing? And he names them, he knows them. If he can count the stars and if he knows them, what about you? What about me? How merciful, how gracious he is. Whatever my past, I've got a future. It's in Christ. Believe it. Do not accept second best. Accept God's best. Let's pray.